This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Yankees, no surprise, continue to roll against the Nationals. I mean, really, it's not even worth a mention. A Yankee fan should be excited that the team playing well, but you should also acknowledge that it's against crappy teams, and this is what the Yankees do. They bludgeon crappy teams. I would expect it to continue today. One thing is, you want to get Judge going on. You know, Stan's on a heater, and Stan's not in the lineup today. And that's, you know, obviously par for the course as well. I got to be honest. You know I love Boone. I can't take these lineups with the Yankees. I just can't take them seriously. When they sit Volpe, when they play Volpe, when they sit Dominguez, it's not a surprise to anybody. But that doesn't mean it still can't be infuriating. These things, I bet you if we talked to Boone today, he'd tell me what the lineups are for the final 30 games of the year. Like, that's how far out they have it mapped out. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop. But it's not going to stop. So I'm tired of yelling about it. Anyway, you got Grisham in there leading things off in center field. This is the lineup that I actually like outside of not having Stan in there. By the way, Judge, before we get to the rest of the lineup, Judge made that big fuss a week ago about Aaron Boone. What Boone said, that he's probably not going to be able to throw at 100% the rest of the way. Is Judge playing the outfield? What happened? I thought it was going to be, maybe St. Louis, maybe Boston. What's going on here? How many weeks is it before Judge is going to be in the outfield? Big, bad Aaron Judge, who, God forbid, the manager speaks with some honesty, and it wasn't even a knock on the guy. Big, bad Aaron Judge? No, I don't know where he got that. He hasn't seen me throw. Nobody's seen you throw. You can't take the field. Get in the outfield. Good God. He has a lot to say, but yet he can't get in the outfield yet. Which is annoying, because then the Yankees don't have their hottest bat in the lineup. So which is it, Judgy? You going to get back to full 100% health? Or are you just mad because you can't get out there, so you take it out on the manager, who goes over out of his way and bends over backwards to protect this ball club? Lousy ball club at times, I might add. The Yankees. We had the Yankees a couple years ago. We are the Yankees missing the ball. But, you know, whatever song I had on the overnight. Get it, Yankees? Y-A-N-K-K-K. And now it's the Y-A-N-K-E-E-E. Yankees. All they do is miss the ball. Can't field it. Can't throw it. Back to the lineup. Grisham leading off. Ben Rice hitting second. You got Judge at DH third. Bellinger four. See, I like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it should be Stanton behind him, but it's not, because Stanton's not in the lineup today. Jazz is behind Bellinger. Lots of lefties. Dominguez in there behind Jazz. Volpe back in the lineup. He's playing short as well, so it's nice to see him back in there. Austin Wells catching. McMahon at third, and then Max Fried on the mound. It'd be a big start for Max Fried with the Yanks, but again, it's against the Nationals. Nationals stink. What do you expect? I expect the Yankees to go out there and bury him. We know what the Yankees are. That's the big difference from them and the Mets. The Yankees are no doubt about it a postseason team. We've known that for a long time. I still think a team that can win the division. You watch these final 30 games. The Yankees are going to go on some kind of run because they have crappy teams on their schedule. That is a part of the equation when we're evaluating these teams over the last couple of weeks. Knowing what the Yankees do, the Yankees will bludgeon bad teams to death. That's what they do. It's not a knock. It's the reality. And the only question with them is going to be, when they get in the postseason, will their big bats continue to hit? You have to like the state of their bullpen better than you did earlier in the year. You like the state of the rotation. Schlittler has been a revelation for them. If they, Heel is Heel, Rodon's Rodon. If they can get Fried back to being Fried, they're going to have a shot here. Doval in the bullpen could be a weapon, even though, you know, I know he's been inconsistent. Williams writing things. The Yankees have the pieces. The biggest question to me is going to be, can they hit in the postseason, which is something that they usually fall short of doing in comparison to what they do in the regular season. Let's get back to the phones here with the Mets. One other thing before we get back to the phones on the Mets. How much time I got here, Alf? I got a few minutes. Quickly, the other thing that bothered me last night, Pete Alonso cannot throw the ball. He is a liability at first base. He injured Kodai Senga earlier in the year, and that set Senga's season off to the wrong track. He obviously, even when he came back, and he came back sooner than expected, but he's been nowhere near where he was before he got hurt, leaping for that throw that Alonso, you know, the bad throw from Alonso. Last night, he almost got Diaz killed. It's clearly a mental thing. I'm not trying to pick on Pete. He's been the most impactful offensive player that the Mets have had this year. We love him, home run king, all that stuff. The reality is he cannot throw the baseball. He certainly can't throw it on the play where the pitcher's covering first base. Not only can he not throw it, he's going to get another pitcher hurt, as he almost did with Edwin Diaz last night. He's got to fix it. It's the yips. It's the Steve Sachs, Chuck Knobloch, Mackie Sasser thing. Whatever's going on with Alonso, he's got to fix it. Can't have that happen. Can't have it happen and cost the Mets an out, let alone getting somebody hurt. That's a major problem with Pete Alonso. I want him back. I want him back as a DH, not as a first baseman. Alex is calling from Midland, Texas. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Sal. I've been listening to you since the pandemic. I was looking at the upcoming schedule, and the Phillies, of course, have Atlanta this weekend at home. Hopefully the Braves can take care of business. Hopefully the Mets can beat the Marlins, and the Phillies go to Milwaukee next week. So the division is still in front of the Mets for sure.
Alex, the one thing, and first of all, we appreciate your listening loyalty. The one thing I would say as far as the division goes, if the Mets don't win tonight, the division is back off the table as far as I'm concerned. I held out longer than most saying that the division wasn't over because I really believed. You know, a big part of why I held out hope, I don't think the Phillies are that good. Keith Hernandez said it yesterday on the Mets pod, and he's right. The Phillies are overrated. They're not that good. They're better than the Mets have been throughout the course of the regular season, not head-to-head, but I don't think they're that good. So when you look at the – or as far as – I shouldn't say that. Look, they're good relative to, you know, the rest of the league, sure. I'm talking about a team that – this is not the Braves of 2022 when they came back and, you know, stormed the Mets from behind and, you know, swept them and won the NL East on the last day, whatever it may be. They're not that good. This is not some juggernaut team. The Phillies were also disposed of last year after winning the division rather quickly by the Mets in the division series. So I was never scared of the Phillies. That's a big part of why I held out belief that the Mets were going to win the division. However, it gets to a certain point where the Mets continue to cough these games up. Mathematically, seven games back with 32 to go, it's nearly impossible. Nearly impossible. And the only way where they'd even have a shot is if they sweep the Phillies. So before you start looking at the Marlins and the Braves and the Brewers, meaning the upcoming schedules for the Mets and the Phillies respectively, you got to focus on tonight. If the Mets don't win tonight, the division's over. They'd be six games back with 29 to play. It's just not. I don't care if they play the Phillies four more times. So they have to win tonight. Then you could start talking division. And then you could start worrying about the Marlins, who aren't bad. And they got good pitching. So before we get to the NL East, Mets got to win tonight. That's up first. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, live here at the Salt Shack in Babylon, Long Island. Here hanging out with Surfside all day. Come by and stop by if you're in the area. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.